fights over independence and a tense ceasefire are front and center in the Middle East. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be light in dark places and why you need to be involved. And then, variety is the spice of life. We'll tie that into you, the Great Commission, and what an investment of just a few days could mean in just a few moments. But let's begin with a look at what's going on in the Middle East. With ISIS all but eradicated from northern Iraq, many displaced Christians have begun to return home. But some of the early returnees have had to flee again due to the fighting between Kurdish and Iraqi armies last month. The conflict broke out after a Kurdish referendum vote to establish independence from Iraq. Now, a ceasefire has been called, the Kurdish leader stepped down, but tension lies just beneath the surface. Even so, many Christians are intent on being light in that region. Kristen Wright of Open Doors USA says they're doing what they can to help.
As this tide turns and Christians begin returning to their homes, we're shifting to another model, and that is to build and rebuild homes along the Nineveh Plain and help Christians to once again feel at home in the area that they came from, in the areas that they've occupied for thousands of years.
Open Doors has also developed a campaign called 1 Million Voices of Hope for the Middle East. It's based on the request of believers in Iraq and Syria.
They asked for three things. They asked for, number one, the right to equal citizenship moving forward. Number two, dignified living conditions. And number three, involvement in reconciling and rebuilding their society.
You'll find the details on signing the petition at missionnews.org. Next, the recent MeToo social media hashtag campaign took off like crazy when women across the country began sharing their stories of being sexually harassed or assaulted. The purpose of the trend? InterVarsity's Allison Smith shares.
So I think in some ways it just was this realization of, oh, this is so much of a bigger problem than we thought it was. Especially, I think, when it's someone you know. I think you can hear national statistics, but when you put a face to that statistic, I think it just causes people to feel that more deeply.
Christian figures like Beth Moore and Kay Warren even took to social media to share their stories.
50% of the body of Christ is female. And if half of our body has experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault of some degree, then we need to care about it. I mean, that's what scripture talks about. If one piece of the body is hurt or is feeling pain, the rest of the body feels it. And so I think it's an important issue that we as an organization at InterVarsity care a lot about because it affects so many of our staff and students, and something that the church should care about because of how much it affects their members.
And now that the Me Too trend has raised awareness, the question for the church is, how do we help? We've got that answer and more at our website. And finally, short-term mission trips have given believers a chance to work alongside Christ followers around the world for the sake of the gospel. Now, if you've ever been interested in joining one, Orphan's Heart might just have the opportunity for you. Plenty of 2018 mission trips will allow believers to help provide food, clothing, medicine, and other services. But Andrew Totry says teams won't be just meeting the physical needs.
We see that as a bridge to be able to share the gospel, just to help on the spiritual side, whether through prayer, through encouragement, again, through evangelism, through discipleship programs.
From a mother-daughter trip to Guatemala to work in a malnutrition center to a senior adult's trip to Nicaragua to work in a children's ministry, there's an opportunity for everyone in the coming year.
We're looking for doctors and nurses that will join us and be a part of our medical clinics that we've been able to be a part of in Colombia, in the Dominican Republic, in Guatemala, in Uganda, and other locations where we serve.
No matter where you go, Orphan's Heart wants to help you connect with others through the love of Christ while being willing to learn something yourself.
The philosophy of Orphan's Heart is to work with disadvantaged children and to help them physically and spiritually.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Pandite. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.